Welcome to the Hillside Church Sermon Podcast. We're thrilled to have you join our community. Each week, Pastor Brad, our pastoral team, or our guest speakers bring the Bible's timeless truths to life, offering messages that are not just inspiring, but deeply relevant to your daily journey. Whether you're joining us in Airdrie or tuning in from anywhere around the world, we hope these sermons encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you feel more connected to Jesus and to us. Thanks for being part of our Hillside family. Let's grow together in faith and love. As family, we go.
Tonight is a special night. Some of you have been planning for Christmas Eve for weeks. You knew this was coming, you were ready. Some of you decided to come an hour ago. Some of you are here because this is part of your Christmas Eve tradition. It's what you've done on Christmas Eve for as long as you can remember. Some of you are here because somebody else told you we're going to church on Christmas Eve. Some of you are here because it's Christmas Eve, and it just feels like the right place to be. But no matter why you're here tonight, no matter what set of circumstances got you here, whether you're happy to be here, whether you're annoyed to be here, whether you're quietly frustrated that mom made you come, whatever it looks like, I'm really glad you're here. And I want to just start by saying thank you to everybody who worked so hard to put this on. There's about 40 plus volunteers that have gone into to making all of this happen between the worship team and the kids ministry and all of the stuff going on. Our youngest volunteer, our worship team member, Luna, she's 7. So we're really proud of Luna. And our oldest volunteer, that doesn't matter. We're grateful for everybody who volunteered, because Christmas Eve is important. It has a way of slowing us down, even if it's just for a moment. In the middle of all the noise that is Christmas, and let's be honest, Christmas is loud. It's busy. It's crowded. It's shopping lists and schedules and wrapping paper that you know you bought last year, but you just can't seem to find it. It's family gatherings that are wonderful and sometimes complicated, and sometimes more than complicated. We talk a lot about Christmas being the most wonderful time of the year, and sometimes that's true. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's the most complicated time of year, because underneath the lights and the music and the activities and the songs and all of the things, the world doesn't pause just because it's Christmas. The world doesn't stop just because it's Christmas. There's still real life. There's still real life things going on. And that means a lot of us walk into Christmas Eve carrying more than just holly jolly Christmas spirit with us. Some of us will carry weariness. Some of us will carry questions, grief, disappointment, hope that hasn't worked out the way that we thought it would. And here's the thing about that that matters tonight. That's not failure. That's not a lack of faith. That's just human. And that's why Christmas matters. Because Christmas, the Christmas story, is not about pretending everything is okay. It's not about putting on a smile or cleaning yourself up. It's about seeing what God does when things aren't okay. Because Christmas is the moment God stepped into a world that wasn't okay. He didn't wait for everything to be right. He didn't wait for things to be just perfect so that he could come. He came right into it. And so let's look at the Christmas story found in Luke 2. And this might be a story that you've heard before. If you've come to church for a while, or even if you've just come to church at Christmas time for a while, you've probably heard the story of Luke 2. But tonight, we're going to slow down a little bit. Tonight, we're going to notice how God comes. And my prayer is that if you know the story, if this is not anything new for you, that if you've heard this story so many times, my prayer for you tonight is that you wouldn't just hear it again as tradition, but that you would hear it again as the good news that it is. So Luke tells us that a decree goes out from Caesar Augustus, the most powerful man in the world, the ruler of the largest empire in the world, sends out a decree that it's time for a census. And because of this decree, a young couple is forced to travel. Mary is pregnant. Very pregnant. 9 months pregnant. It's time for the baby to become, or baby to come. And Joseph, he's just trying to do the right thing. They travel to Bethlehem. It's about a 140-kilometer trip from their home in Nazareth. Not because they planned it, not because they wanted to do it, not because it was convenient, but because circumstances told them they had to. And when they arrive, there's no room. Now, we can read this through our context, read this through our lens, and try to make an understanding about how we think this would look like for us in our situation. It's like Dad forgot to book the hotel. Joseph didn't get an Airbnb. And Joseph must have forgotten. He's a dummy. He's not off to a good start at being a dad. They've shown up and they've got no place to stay. How could they forget about that? But this moment, it's not about an innkeeper who in this moment is this bad guy who says no to a pregnant woman and her husband and instead offers them a place in his barn. The reality of it is actually much, much worse. See, the word that sometimes we use to say that there was no room at the inn, the word actually, it more means guest room or upper room than hotel room. And that gives us more of an insight and understanding about what's really happening in this story. See, it wasn't an innkeeper. It wasn't this overworked, beleaguered old man who just couldn't find a space for Mary and Joseph. It wasn't a hotel with a no vacancy light on. Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem because that's where his family's from. That's where his lineage is from. That's where his aunts and uncles and cousins and his extended family lived. That's why they had to go. Because he was from the house and line of David. He had to go back home. So this isn't an innkeeper saying you can't stay with us. This is aunts and uncles and cousins saying, Mary, you can't stay with us. Saying, Mary and Joseph, you're not welcome here. I'm not going to give up my bed for you. I'm not going to give up my space for you. And so Mary and Joseph do what you do when you have literally no other options. No guest room, no place prepared, no moment that feels ideal or calm. You find a space that's available, a shelter, what ends up being a stable, a place meant for animals. And then the moment comes. The moment every parent both expects and dreads, but especially when you have nowhere else to go. Especially when nothing about your situation feels settled or safe, but you hear the words, it's time. This baby is coming. not tomorrow, not once we've settled in, not once we've found a place where we can actually have a baby right here, right now, right then. It's not clean. It's not comfortable. And it's not what anyone would choose. And it's here. It's there, right in the middle of the not okay, that Jesus is born. And we need to know, as un-okay as this all may have felt, as awful as this moment was for Mary and Joseph, as ugly and as difficult and as hard as this moment looks, this was not an accident. Jesus was not late, he wasn't early, he came right when he means to, right into the chaos. The Son of God enters the world not with comfort, but with closeness. And not with perfection, but with presence. And here's why this matters. Because the way Jesus comes tells us something about who God is. God doesn't wait at a distance. He doesn't shout instructions from heaven. He doesn't stand back and just demand that you be better. He comes close. He steps into the mess, into the uncertainty. He didn't wait for everything to be okay. Because Christmas isn't the story of God avoiding human pain. It's the story of God entering into it. And this changes everything when we understand it. Because it means that you don't have to be okay to come to God. You don't have to clean yourself up first. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to find a room at the inn. You can come exactly as you are. Which means, if you walked in here tonight feeling tired, God understands. If you walked in here carrying grief, God understands. If you walked in wanting peace, wanting healing, wanting something to be different, God understands. And the promise of Christmas is that in the midst of all of that, God is not far away. He's right here with you. Right here, right now. So here's where this leads us to tonight. Because if Christmas is the story of God coming close, if Jesus really stepped into the not okay, then the question isn't just what happened in Bethlehem, but the question is, what do we do with him now? Because Jesus didn't come to give us a story. He didn't come to just be admired. He didn't come to just be remembered once a year on Christmas Eve. He came to be received. The Bible says that the light came into the world. And some people noticed it. And some people stepped into that light. And tonight, you're here. And that matters. This moment matters. Some of you tonight would say, I believe in God, but I've never actually said yes to Jesus. Some of you might say, I used to follow him, but somewhere along the line, I drifted. And some of you are simply here because something in you is looking for something. Peace, hope, forgiveness, a fresh start. And the good news of Christmas is that you don't have to have it all figured out tonight. You don't have to be okay first. You just have to be willing. Willing to receive what God is offering. Willing to trust God with your life. Willing to step out of the shadows and into the light. So in just a moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond. And this isn't about embarrassment. No one's going to be pointing you out. No one's going to make you stand or come forward. This is simply a moment between you and God. So if tonight you want to receive Jesus for the first time, or if you want to come back to him for a fresh start, then I'm going to ask you, when I count to three, to raise your hand. Just simply saying to God, that's me. It's not to say to the people around you. It's not even to say to me. It's just for you to say to God, God, that's me. I want to come to you for the first time, or I want to come back to you again. So if you would, would you go ahead and close your eyes with me just for a moment? This is just a moment of honesty. If that's you, if tonight you want to receive Jesus, or if you want to rededicate your life to him, on the count of three, would you raise your hand? One, God sees you. Two, he came for you. Three, raise your hand if that's you. Thank you. You can put your hands down. Now for all of us, especially those who raised a hand, I want to pray a simple prayer together. There's nothing magical about these words. This is just about the posture of our hearts. And so, church, here, would you be willing to pray this prayer with me? For all of us to pray this together, to speak it out loud, all of us together. Because when you come to Jesus, you don't come alone. You come with a family. And so we, as the family of God, want to walk with those who raised their hand into this relationship. So together, church, would you simply repeat after me? Jesus, thank you for coming close. Thank you for stepping into my not okay. Tonight, I give you my life. I ask you to forgive my sin. I ask you to lead me. I don't have it all figured out, but I trust you. I receive your grace, your love, and new life. Help me to walk in your light. Amen. Church, can we just take a moment and thank God for what he's done in people's lives tonight? Just take a moment to clap for the Lord. Because Christmas isn't just a story we remember. It's an invitation we receive. God came into the darkness. God came into the not okay. And tonight, that light's still shining, but not just in Bethlehem, but right here on us too.
Thank you for listening to this message from Hillside Church. We're so glad to be able to share God's word with you as part of our church family. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Hillside Airdrie. Send us an email at info@hillsideairdrie.ca. You can also reach out to our pastors via our website, hillsideairdrie.ca, by selecting Our Church in the main menu, then Our Leadership from the drop-down. Our vision is to help everyone know God, know his hope, know his purpose, and know his power together. As family, we go.